Ever find yourself in those situations where you just know someone's next move? Like you're reading their mind, especially in a game like, say, chess.
It's like having a superpower, right?
Totally. And today, we're diving into the science behind that very human ability, theory of mind. We're figuring out how our brains try to understand each other and how sometimes that leads us down some pretty interesting paths.
Oh, it gets wild. We're diving into some new research about something called depths of mentalization. Basically, how far down the rabbit hole of what are they thinking our brains actually go.
Right, and they use this game, the Iterated Ultimatum game, which sounds way more complicated than it is. Picture this. You got to split, say, $20 with a stranger.
And it all comes down to how much you offer them.
Right, exactly. They get to decide if they'll take it or leave it. It's a simple game, but it tells us a lot about how we strategize when other people are involved.
And what's fascinating is it's not just about knowing that other people have thoughts and feelings. It's about how deeply we think about their thinking.
Okay, so how do they measure that? How deep someone's thinking goes?
They categorize these different depths of mentalization, or DOM for short. Imagine someone who just reacts without really thinking about your intentions. That's like DOM, now one, barely any theory of mind.
So basically autopilot. Just reacting.
Pretty much. Mm. Then there's DOM zero, where someone gets your basic motivations. They understand what you might want, but aren't necessarily thinking about what you think they want.
Okay, so those levels make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing it gets more complicated.
Oh, yeah. DOM one is where it gets interesting. Now you're thinking about what the other person thinks you think. You're trying to get a step ahead of their thinking about you.
Whoa, my brain just did a somersault. So let me get this straight. If I'm playing that ultimatum game with a DOM one, they're already figuring out how much I think they're willing to accept, and they adjust their strategy based on that.
Precisely. And the research actually found that this level of mentalizing, this DOM 1, is a huge advantage. Someone at that level can even deceive someone at DOM 0, leading them to accept worse offers.
It's like a mental cheat code for social situations.
In a way, yeah. This ability to, say, outmaneuver someone is probably a big reason our brains evolved to have theory of mind in the first place.
So we don't get taken advantage of.
Right. It helps us navigate these complex social interactions. And who knows, maybe even helps us get a better deal in a negotiation.
Okay, so we've got these depths of mentalization, different DOMs. And it sounds like leveling up your DOM can give you a real edge in, well, life, right?
It's like anything else, though, right? Too much of a good thing.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. What happens when we think too much about what other people are thinking?
That's when we wander into over-mentalizing territory. Our DOM dial gets cranked up way too high. We start seeing these really complex intentions where, honestly, they might not be there at all.
You mean like instead of just accepting that maybe someone's having a bad day, we decide they're out to get us or something?
Yeah, exactly. Our brains are amazing, don't get me wrong, but they love finding patterns, even in totally random things. And sometimes that can lead us to some, well, let's just say interesting conclusions.
So how did that play out in the ultimatum game? Those simulations the researchers used?
They saw that people who consistently hit that DOM 2 level, you know, those who were really good at thinking deeply, would sometimes totally misinterpret what the other players were doing.
Even though they were capable of thinking strategically. Really?
It's kind of funny, right? They outsmarted themselves. It's like, imagine you're playing that ultimatum game and you're so busy trying to predict your opponent's every move.
You miss what's right in front of you.
Exactly. They were so convinced the other player was being super strategic that they missed the bigger picture.
So are you saying overthinking can actually work against us?
Sometimes, yeah. And, you know, this tendency to over-attribute things, to, like, see strategy when there isn't any, well, that's starting to look a lot like something we all know, paranoia.
Wait, hold on. You're saying paranoia could be, like, too much theory of mind, not a lack of it.
Right. It's not that people experiencing paranoia can't understand others. It might be that their brains are just working overtime, making up these stories, seeing threats everywhere.
Wow. So how do we know if we're using our theory of mind the right way? Like, how do we know if we're being strategic or if we've tipped over into, well, paranoia? So if paranoia isn't about a lack of theory of mind, but maybe having too much of it, how do we find that balance? You know, like how much thinking is too much thinking?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because this whole over-mentalizing thing, it probably helped us survive way back when.
You mean when we were worried about, like, saber-toothed tigers instead of traffic jams?
Yeah. Back then, being a little suspicious, you know, assuming the worst, could save your life. But nowadays, not so much.
Right. So how do we learn to dial it down? When those thoughts start spiraling, how do we know if it's legit or if our brains are just making stuff up?
Honestly, a lot of it just comes down to awareness. We got to realize that our brains have this kind of like built-in negativity bias.
Yeah.
They tend to jump to the worst case scenario, like automatically.
So we have to like train our brains to think differently.
In a way, yeah. It's about challenging those automatic thoughts, those knee-jerk reactions. Like the next time you find yourself thinking someone's out to get you, stop and ask yourself, is there another way to see this?
Like maybe they just had a bad day. It wasn't personal.
Exactly. We don't have to be naive, but sometimes the simplest explanation is the best one.
So the takeaway here is, theory of mind, this ability to understand each other, it's powerful. But maybe the real trick is knowing when to use it, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself. We have to be able to think strategically when we need to, but also know when to dial it back. Avoid that overthinking spiral.
Otherwise, we're stuck playing 4D chess in a world of checkers.
And no one wins that game.
Well, on that note, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.